Chapter 3 Children in Crisis. One of the couples we talked with told us the following joke. One day a lawyer was surprised to be visited by a couple in their 90s. He asked why they had come. "We came to get a divorce." Perplexed, the lawyer scratched his head. "But why would you want to get a divorce at your age?" he asked. "Why now?" The couple looked at each other, smiled, and then replied, "Oh, we've just been waiting till our children died." We laughed when we heard that. Why did it strike us as funny? Maybe because it's true. No matter how old they are or how old we are, we never stop feeling responsible for our adult children. We never stop hurting with them and for them. Certainly it isn't all crisis and turbulence with our grown children. For many of us, our relationships with our grown children are deeply satisfying. We are past the hard days of adolescent strife. Most of us don't have to worry about filling out FAFSAs. There's nothing like the joy of seeing our kids thriving in careers, happy with the right partner, growing in the Lord, doing well in the world, and maybe living next door, like the family in my big fat Greek wedding. But it doesn't always turn out that way. One wife said her greatest source of anxiety is her grown children, and she told us how her daughter would call her when having a fight with her husband. "She tells me all the things he said that hurt her, and I get upset too. It's hard to sleep. But then the next time I see them, they've made up and they're fine." Mothers never stop worrying. Joy, the mom of four grown children, said, "I want to see them happy." She worries the most about her 30-something son's misery in his current job and his inability to find his niche in life. "He's really paralyzed," she said. She also worries about her 32-year-old unmarried daughter. "I think about that biological clock." We didn't know if we were going to make it through. David and Pamela were experiencing good times in their marriage, long past the struggles of adapting to different parenting styles and their three major moves. But an unexpected diagnosis roiled their smoother waters. One of their married sons, who had a daughter, learned he was going blind.